This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began an exciting series titled Communication in Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflict in Marriage. Today he speaks about how not to resolve conflict in marriage. You don't want to miss this one. Come along.
Now I want to talk about how to resolve conflicts. Sometimes the best way to describe something is to look at its opposite. So sometimes if you want to know the meaning of the word, look at the opposite of the word. Then you will know what that word means. So in how to resolve conflicts, I want to start from how not to resolve conflicts. So we're going to read from Romans chapter 12, verse 18. It says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I will repay. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. 21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, 18, 19, and then I jump to 21. Now, this is a very powerful scripture that talks about how not to resolve conflicts. But, you know, before Paul made the statement about how not to resolve conflicts, if you go up to Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he was talking about a renewed mind. In other words, a way of thinking. If you don't know Christ, there is a way of thinking that you have in your mind that you think this is how problems in marriages are resolved, or problems at work are resolved, or problems with a close friend of yours is resolved when you have conflict. That is why when you come to Christ, you need a renewed mind. So in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So Paul said that every Christian is supposed to be holy. And he said that to be holy, you need to sacrifice. And it is true. You can never be holy unless you are prepared to sacrifice. Your anger, your pride, whatever it is, you must lay it down before you can be holy. Then verse 2, he said, and be not conformed to this world. To be conformed means to be shaped by external forces. So for example, if I take bread and I squeeze it, its shape alters. The reason is that there's an external force. Then it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. The word transformed means to be shaped by internal forces. If I'm making bread and I put yeast in the dough, after some hours, the dough will swell up. It would change in size and become big before we bake the bread. Now, that change in size is not coming from an external force. It is coming from an internal force. Something that is inside the dough makes it change size. So that's what it means by be ye transformed. So when we are transformed, what it means is that the Holy Spirit in us transforms us so that outwardly, the way we do things, the way we look, is different. But when we are conformed to this world, that one, what it means is that we are shaped by worldly opinions, by our anger, by stress, by the way your wife spoke to you, or by the way your husband spoke to you, or your mother-in-law spoke to you. And that will determine what you do. But that's not a renewed mind. In a renewed mind, the response is internal. The Holy Ghost inside you responds to the situation, not external forces. So he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which means that you must have a new mind. And when you keep on reading Romans chapter 12, it gives different things that you must renew your mind about. And it's interesting that the Bible is such a practical book that at the end, in Romans chapter 18, as it's giving various examples about a renewed mind, it comes to how not to resolve conflicts. In other words, here, Paul is trying to tell us how your mind should work when it comes to conflicts. And I like the first statement that he makes in verse 18. He says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. In other words, a Christian should not be somebody who wants to fight. You know, sometimes you may even be married to people that they have a very moody face and a very moody countenance. And you wake up in the morning and they are angry with you for no reason. So if you are like that, today Paul is talking to you. It says that, remember that we cannot be governed by your moods. As much as lieth in you, it says, make everything possible to create a peaceful environment, a peaceful, oasis around you. Then he goes on to how not to resolve conflicts. And he says two things you should not do. He says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, neither give place to wrath. Number one, he said, if your mind is renewed as a Christian, don't try to resolve conflicts by vengeance. And number two, don't try to resolve conflicts with anger or wrath. So two examples he gives about a renewed mind. Don't try to resolve conflicts with vengeance. And number two, don't try to resolve conflicts with anger or wrath. Let's look at the first one. Vengeance. What does it mean? When we say vengeance, what it means is that somebody has done something to you which you did not like. So you have it in your mind that you will retaliate later. That's in your mind. That's vengeance. Now, you know, one thing that I want you to understand is that most of the time we can revenge because we feel that we are right. And we feel that maybe my husband wronged me. So for example, let me give a very practical example. Let's say your husband says very harsh and abusive words towards you, insults you, stupid woman, useless woman. I mean, obviously, those are very harsh words to use on somebody. Maybe you may not talk, but in the night when you get to bed and your husband stretches his hand to touch you, you will hit a hand, bang, and say, don't touch a useless body. The body is very useless. Don't touch a useless body. You know, something like that, your reaction is natural. Your reaction is understandable. But it is vengeance. You are actually trying to take vengeance for the words that were used against you. And you feel justified because somebody has wronged you. So you feel that if you also wrong the person, it is 1-1 draw. There is nothing wrong. And you know, a lot of things that are human, that are understandable, are not necessarily spiritual. They are not. So in a case like this, a natural person will agree. That's why I read Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, which is a totally different mind. It's like the mind of a goat changing into the mind of a rabbit. It's a totally different mind. So the behavior, responses, everything will be different. Vengeance. So it is easy to respond to hurts in marriages with vengeance. In America once, there was a very famous pastor once. And this famous pastor, his wife was unfaithful to him. And he was so hurt that he decided to seek vengeance against the wife. So he went in for a prostitute just to demonstrate to the wife that if you think you can have a boyfriend, I will prove to you that I can have prostitutes. That was vengeance. Now, when he did that, later on, the whole thing came out, although it was private. And this man, he lost his ministry. He went down Finally, do you know where he ended? He ended up in prison because that act led one thing to another, to another, to financial things, to another, to another, to another, till he ended up in prison. Can you imagine that? But the whole thing started with vengeance, marital vengeance, for something that his wife had done to him, which is very justifiable. Hallelujah. So I agree that to be able to live like that, you must be really committed to God's word. Because sometimes anger can make you take vengeance in a way that you should not do. And everybody will understand you, but God does not understand. In the Bible, grace is given to the humble, not to the one who is right. James 4:6, he gives grace to the humble. Let's always remember, the person who humbles himself to God's word. So I've seen people, take vengeance in marital situations, in friendships, whatever. Take vengeance. But God said, that's not how to resolve conflicts in a Christian or biblical way. You know, sometimes even in marriages, maybe people are mistreated at the early stages of the marriage. So sometimes when they get stronger, maybe they have more money, whatever, and the tables turn, then they begin to mistreat their partner because they are taking vengeance. That I remember that when I didn't have money, the way you squeezed me, now that I have money, I will show you where power lies. It's human, but it's not spiritual. So how not to resolve conflicts? One of them is vengeance.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that we must not resolve conflict with vengeance or retaliation. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this exciting message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of arthritis. So, dear pastor, I was diagnosed with arthritis a year ago. My doctor was surprised because, according to her, I'm too young to have it. Since the diagnosis, I've been in a lot of pain, especially my hip joints. But you prayed for me, and immediately after your prayer, I couldn't feel the pain anymore. I thought it was just wishful thinking, so I waited a whole week just to be sure. Now I can boldly say to the glory of God that I have not had any pain since then. I want to give God all the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank Him for this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful miracle.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word. The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakabading.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.